long freeze pass. The floater from five, no, take up my finger, got it, the Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! He hit the shot! He hit the shot! And good afternoon. It's college basketball from CBNS Arena in Florence, Alabama, as the Morehead State Eagles do battle with the North Alabama Lions. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden, winners of four in a row. The Eagles will be out for their third victory this season over an A-Sun opponent, having already knocked off both Bellarmine and Austin Peay. As for North Alabama, the Lions are coming off of a rout of tiny Russ College, and before that, a one-point overtime loss at Kansas State. It should be another tough one today for MSU, and we're looking forward to it. Well, stay tuned. We'll talk with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the pregame show. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. The Eagles on the road today to take on North Alabama. Well, Preston, you've had a week off since your last game. It was finals week at Morehead State. You were in a four-game winning streak when you had to stop for finals. Any worries about losing some momentum?
No, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the season. And, you know, we just spent more focus on you know, putting the semester behind us, locking in academically, had a couple good off days in there that we got rested up and was allowed us to be able to focus on the academic piece. But we had a couple days to really be able to work on us. And obviously, you know, being nine games in, you got a lot of good information as to statistically what's working, what's not, and what you want to get better with. And so he had some time allotted to be able to do that. But, you know, I think the key with that is you have really competitive practices that you keep them very live and, you know, try to simulate games as much as you can. And I thought we did a good job of doing that. Our guys respond really well to it.
You really have to like the way your team is playing offense right now. Great balance. You've got four guys averaging in double figures, and it seems like every game a different guy steps up.
Yeah, without question. And, you know, that's kind of how we've been historically for a while. And I think, you know, that makes you really difficult to guard when you've got multiple guys who can shoot, who can pass, who can rebound and handle the ball and play inside and out with a guy like Riley. And makes you really difficult to scout for and to key in on. But I think the biggest key is we're sharing the basketball. We're making the, you know, like we talked about on here, the extra pass and the easy play and give an opportunity for us to showcase what a good shooting and rebounding team that we are. So that's going to be a big key here tonight as well.
Trent Scott, your backup point guard, out right now with a fractured jaw, maybe out for several weeks. How are things going at the point right now with Trent out? I know you want to get a break for your starting point guard, Drew Thelwell, from time to time.
Yeah, so, you know, we've done a good job of moving Jordan Lathan over there and allowing him to, you know, to get some minutes for us and, you know, being able to, you know, relieve some of that. And we always play with two point guards anyway. And so shifting J2 over there is not a huge adjustment for us. But what it does is it has those other guards, you know, Jerome Morton playing some more too. And, you know, a guy like George Marshall, we'd love to get, you know, into that lineup to be able to help us just with the minutes and the longevity of the game. But, you know, our guys are doing a really nice job of locking in and executing the things that they need to, even though they're having to learn a couple different positions in Trent's absence right now.
5-4 North Alabama today. This is a quality team. Recently took Kansas State to overtime coming off of a victory over a non-D1. What do you expect from the Lions, and what do you do to counterpunch?
You know, it's a tough physical team. They're going to throw a lot of guys at you. You know, they're going to have a high pickup point. They're going to press. They're going to try to turn you. They're going to try to impose their will on the defensive end and be really disruptive. And so, you know, we've got to do a really good job of taking care of the basketball, first of all, not allow their pressure to push our offense out and allow us to get sloppy. You know, we got to make sure that we're exploiting the mismatches, because they'll switch up what they're doing defensively, and they may even switch ball screens with the five man at times. They've shown a lot of different coverages throughout the season so far. And so we just got to take advantage of what they give us and recognize it. Don't let the ball stick. Make the easy plays and win the battle of the paint, you know. And that's going to be a daunting task against these guys, because they really drive the basketball. They're top 10 in the country in free throw attempts right now. So they put a lot of pressure on you. So we got to make sure that we're just being strong with the ball. We're playing through contact. We're playing to our identity and not allowing them to be able to dictate the way the game is played.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Meraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Head Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hot Heads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hot Heads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hot Heads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Once again in Florence, Alabama, today Moorhead State is taking on North Alabama. MSU Lifetime 0-2 against the Lions. If you remember last year, North Alabama rolled into Johnson Arena and beat the Eagles 81-75, a game that Moorhead State led actually by 16 points at halftime. So MSU will be out for some revenge here today in Florence. Let's look at these two teams. North Alabama, the Lions led by 60-year head coach Tony Pujol. Last year, North Alabama 18-15, 10-8 in the A-Sun. They played in the CBI. This year, they're 5-4, 5-0 at home. They're picked 7th in the A-Sun this season. They're coming off of a victory on Thursday at home against Russ College, 109-65. The lineup for Coach Pujol, 3 guards and 2 forwards. At the point will be Jakari Lane, a 6-foot sophomore from Huntsville, Alabama, averaging just over 12 points, 2 rebounds, and nearly 5 assists per ball game. The second guard, Detalian Brown, a 6'2 junior from Chicago, averaging 9.5 points and a rebound per contest. And the third guard, Will Susie, a 6'6 junior from Califon, New Jersey, averaging just about 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. On the front row, the first forward is Tim Smith, a transfer from Walsh University, a 6'7 graduate student at 240 pounds from Cleveland, Ohio, averaging just 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. And the other forward is Damian Forrest, a transfer from Cleveland State Community College, 6'9, 235-pound senior from Fort Collins, Colorado. He is averaging 9.5 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. He also tops the team with 7 blocks. For Moorhead State, the Eagles, led by 7th-year head coach Preston Spradlin, 6-3 the record on the season, 2-3 on the road, by the way. Moorhead State has won 4 straight, coming off of a victory on December 3rd at home. That was a week ago against Chattanooga, 87-80. 3 guards and 2 forwards for Coach Spradlin today. The point guard to start will be Drew Thelwell, the preseason all-OVC pick, a 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging almost 12 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game and above 4 assists per contest. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, who's been in double figures in scoring the last 3 contests, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 11 points and 5.7 rebounds. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. The forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, the 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging a team-high 17.1 points per ball game, also leads the team in rebounding at 8.3 a contest. As for Miles, 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and nearly 6.5 rebounds per contest. The officials for this ball game, Brian Hagedorn, Owen Ferris, and Davis Maxwell. Moorhead State taking on North Alabama today on the road. We'll come back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
We'll be right back. Pre-game show continues, but before it continues much further, let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden, Moorhead State at CBNS Bank Arena in Florence, Alabama to take on North Alabama in non-conference play today. Dean, as we talk about this ball game, North Alabama, Tony Pujols has actually built a pretty nice program for himself. One thing to note, in his career at North Alabama in non-conference home games, he's 26-2. They've won 15 straight non-conference home games, so today they go into this game as the favorite over MSU.
Yeah, they're about a point and a half favorite, which is basically means it's about a push as far as Vegas counts it up. But, you know, we were looking at their non-con schedule to this point, and at home, so-so schedule, nothing really special about it. But it's a pretty good team. I think Moorhead State, you made mention of it, might feel like they have a little bit of payback going back to North Alabama. North Alabama came into Johnson Arena last year, got down 16 to half, and then they just drove and drove and drove and just went to the rack, went to the rack, went to the rack. Moorhead State never could get it figured out and ended up getting beat. So I think Moorhead State's got a little bit of payback in mind.
Well, as part of that ball game, because they were driving so much, especially in the second half, North Alabama got to the free throw line 27 times, made 23. They actually outscored Moorhead by 10 points at the line in that contest, and that was more than enough to be the difference in the game. But another factor, three-point shooting. They only took two threes against MSU a year ago, missed them both, but they do have some credible three-point threats in their lineup.
I think they're a better three-point shooting team this year than they were last. And you talked about free throws. This is a really good free-throw shooting team. They come in hitting 77% from the free-throw line. So two games back, North Alabama went to Kansas State, got beat in overtime, 75-74. That ball game featured 76 free throw attempts between those two teams. Kansas State was 34 of 48 from the free throw line, 71%. Northern Alabama shot 22 of 28 for 79%. So I went back and watched that game. It took forever with all the fouls, but just remarkable how many foul shots were taken in that ball game. And that's one of the things I think that North Alabama will do in a lot of driving, slashing teams. They'll get to the free throw line just because of the way that game works.
A keynote for North Alabama, they've been without K.J. Johnson, their top scorer the last couple of games, an undisclosed injury. He was hurt early in the Tennessee Tech contest. He averages over 14.5 points a game. He is not starting today. 6'3" senior guard from Lewisburg, Tennessee, but we do expect him to play. That's at least what we've been told.
Right, yeah, we've been told that he's probably good to go, but like you said, again, not starting, so that'll be interesting.
Moorhead State, traveling black uniforms, home whites with purple letters and numbers for North Alabama. Moorhead wins the tip. Thelwell across the line, left to right, works it to his right, back to his left to the logo. Standing dribble out top, bounce to the right wing, off it goes to Thomas, skips it back out front to Minix, down low. Miles cuts and dunks.
That's a really nice basic basketball play, just a pick and roll. And instead of a rolling, just used a little slip screen and was wide open.
2-0 Moorhead State. Lions, their first trip down the floor. Left block extended. Forrest trying to back in on Miles. Can't do it. Kicks out to the near side, the lane at the arc. Angle drive, gets it to the cutting Forrest at the baseline at the block, covered by Miles, tries to hook up a shot, blocked by Miles, taken off by MSU. With it, Thomas down the left wing, hands it there to Thelwell. He'll swing it back out front to the near side, off it goes to Minix. Up top, Lathan, couple of bounces in and back to the near side to Thelwell. 14 on the shot clock. Thelwell, high right. Right angle drive to the block to the baseline. Feeds up a shot with a right hand. It's in from 5.
There was a little bit of contact there. Could have easily been an end one.
So Moorhead stood up 4-0. Down at the other end, a layup put up and in by the driving Jakari Lane at the baseline. 4-2. Some backcourt man-to-man pressure by North Alabama. Thelwell clears the line at the emblem. He'll dribble on Lane. Skips it to the right side, left to right, coming around Thomas for the basketball. Bounce back up top, Minix. Minix on Smith. Holds it at the wing and high left. Whips it off to Thelwell. Far side off the screen. Latham. He'll come baseline. Eight to shoot. Back out to Thelwell. Now six. Long three from the wing. Swish.
Beautiful shot by Thelwell, and it was a long one. He was a good 2 feet, or a good 4 or 5 feet behind the arc.
7-2, Morehead State. Thelwell hitting 5 of 7 outside the arc in the last MSU victory over Chattanooga. Between the circles, Lane. Head shake, near side. Goes off to Brown. Italian Brown for a triple, in and out, no. Rebound slapped to the hardwood, loose. Coming up with it's Forrest. Forrest to the far side. Lane toward the corner. Got it back to the cutting lane at the baseline. Thomas right with him. Throws it back out to Brown, high right. 10 to shoot. Far side, Smith to the near elbow. Got it to the cutting Brown. Takes it right down the middle of the lane, off the glass, and then in traffic.
Drew Thelwell was on him, and he turned his head when the pass went to the right side, and he just did a back, kind of a backdoor cut behind Drew.
7-4, Morehead State on top, plays offense. High right, Latham down the near side. Thelwell with 18 to shoot. Straight away, Minix. Minix, one bounce in, picks up the dribble to the near side, Thomas. Right block, Miles. Miles turns to his left, hooks it up. Heel of the iron, missed it. Rebound, Smith for North Alabama. Toward the left sideline, Lane on the run to the offensive end. Penetrates the lane to the right block, to the hole, scoops and scores. Jakari Lane now with 4, and it's 7-6, Morehead State by 1.
Jakari Lane's a player. He was the consensus all-freshman team in the A-Sun last year. He was also the sixth man of the year.
MSU with the ball up by 1. Latham brings it across this time for Morehead. Coming out top, right to left, Thelwell with it. Thelwell down the right wing, crosses it back out to Thomas. Thomas for 3, scoops out, no, fight for the rebound. Baseline near side, pulled away by Forrest for North Alabama. To Lane, Lane across the line, right hash coming around. Susie, he'll drive, spin, put it up, blocked away by both Minix and Miles. Out of bounds it goes to the Lions with 20 on the shot clock.
Pretty nice job, I thought, by Riley Minix just to really stay with Susie that time, because he put a pretty good little spin move at the right elbow, and then Miles coming over to help just sealed everything off.
Having a bit of a delay as Jakari Lane has to tie his shoe before he inbounds. Baseline right. Again, 20 on the shot clock. To the right side, Susie just outside the lane. He'll take it to his left, to his right, to his left. Bounce near side toward the block. Forrest, he'll take it to his right to the paint. Try to go inside with a left-hand scoop. Missed it off the glass. Got it right back. Still hasn't hit iron. Takes it right back to the lane. Fakes once, twice on Miles. Puts up the short shot. Hits it. Whistle foul. Morehead State. Deontay Miles.
Wow, and that was a big sequence right there, because he didn't quit. He didn't give up on it. And like you said, the first shot went up. Didn't hit hardly anything but glass, but was able to get his own rebound. Morehead State's going to have to seal off a little better on the boards.
First foul of the ball game belongs to Morehead State's Deontay Miles. Forrest is line left, trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point plays. A 66% free-throw shooter missed it. Front of the rim, kicks off to the right, off the hardwood, to Miles, and now with it, Latham. Latham at the right sideline to the offensive end, toward the hash, trying to work his way back out. He'll drive the lane, take it down, missed the dunk off the heel of the iron. Miles tips it up, was hammered from behind. I think we may have a foul on North Alabama. And we've got a media timeout, so we'll step aside. We'll sort things out when we return. 15:54 left to go in this first half in Florence, Alabama. It's North Alabama 8, Morehead State 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
North Alabama on a 6-0 run over the last minute 41 leads Moorhead State 8-7 in Florence, Alabama, with 15:54 to go in the first half. Talked about Moorhead State decked out in the black uniforms today with the royal blue numbers and letters and royal and gold trim. North Alabama, the home whites, with the purple lettering and purple numbers. North Alabama has the basketball, so no foul. Thought there was.
I did, too.
The other way, Lane toward the right hash. Back out it goes to Smith. One bounce. Left to right, Susie comes around and takes the handoff to the far side to Lane. Lane penetrates or tries to. Takes it left to the lane to the block. Spins a pass back out to Brown. Brown fakes wide left to Lane. Lane has the ball tipped away by Thomas. Got it back high left near corner. Smith driving the baseline. Backs up, fades, and fires from 17. It'll rattle and go. Yes. Not the cleanest play in the world, but they got the points.
Yeah, and George Marshall was on him. He just checked in. He snuck in on us. And he did a pretty good job of sealing off the baseline. Just a pretty good shot.
Thelwell with the basketball against the man-to-man. Lane guards him. Bounce out front. Miles coming around up the sideline and back out front. Thomas to Marshall. Marshall driving with a right-hand scoop. Rolls off the iron. No. Smith a rebound for North Alabama, ahead toward the left sideline, Lane. He'll clear the line and come to his right to the top of the key. Far side to Brown from 18 feet, drills the jumper.
It's a pretty nice little curl player that there. Brown was able to rub off a screen, a down screen, and curled up around, made a nice little shot.
Moorhead down 12-7, 14:43 to go in the half. Thelwell off the screen from Minix, rolls right, and back out to Riley to his left. He'll go down the left wing and out to Miles, high right to Thelwell. Wide left, Thomas off the screen for three. Yes!
Much needed by Moorhead State. It had been a little over 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes, since they'd scored.
12-10, MSU crawls back within two, defends. Lane out front on Thomas, MSU man-to-man. He'll dance to his left. Left block extended, Smith trying to power in on Marshall. Double team now, high right to Susie. He'll drive the lane, put it up, blocked away by Minix off the hardwood. Ball off the foot of George Marshall, out of bounds baseline left, and North Alabama will get another offensive opportunity as Eddie Ricks checks into the Moorhead lineup and Miles will leave. That means that Minix will likely slide into the five spot.
And we can see right there that Miles came over. He was actually the one that got the block. I thought Minix did it too, but Miles came over from a help position to go up there and swat that away.
Kanan Jefferson just in the ball game will inbound baseline left near corner to Foster, who stepped on the floor for North Alabama. Foster holds it. Pass to the far side. Tipped it, stolen by Thelwell at the sideline. He'll go coast to coast all the way to the lane. Short shot from three. It'll spin the drain and go down, and they're going to wipe it out. Did they call a foul before the shot?
No.
I don't believe it.
No, no, no. What happened was is there was a foul on the shot, and the ball was on the rim, and one of the Moorhead State players, I couldn't tell who it was in the net when the ball was on the rim.
Oh, boy.
So that's basket interference. It won't count. Instead of the and one, Thelwell will get two free throws.
Marco Foster with his first foul, the 6'2 junior from Lancaster, Tennessee, or rather Texas. And that's the first foul for North Alabama. So two shots for Drew Thelwell. Line right. Thelwell, 74% at the line. The first one up and good. Drew now with 6 points. Moorhead State draws within one, 12-11. It trails with 13:57 to go in the first half. Thelwell's next one with a right-hand push. Got that one, too. He's got 7 to lead all scores in the contest. 12-12 the score, North Alabama. Kanan Jefferson to the right of the emblem. Working on Marshall at the right hash, turning left toward the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Bounce toward the right high post. With it, Forrester. He'll go baseline left, put up the left, miss it. Minix rips down the board for Moorhead State. Waits for things to clear. He'll do it himself. Down the near sideline with the dribble. Bounces it back out to Thelwell, who has to save it from going across the line. Returns it to Riley Minix. Minix, one bounce to his right, near side. Marshall coming free throw line, far side. Thomas fakes, steps right. He'll shoot the three, back of the rim, no. Forrest the rebound for UNA to Jefferson. Back to the trailing Forest, near side to Fulcher, who just came in. Fulcher on the drive on Thomas. To the right corner, threw it away, but was it tipped?
Nope.
Nope, Morehead State basketball. Talk about Fulcher, that's Josiah Fulcher, 6'4 junior from Lima, Ohio. Averaging almost 7 points a game. They've also sent in Dallas Howell, who was a starter last year, 6'7 junior from Coffee Springs, Alabama, averaging 6 points a game. Toward the far corner backcourt, Morehead State will have Thomas to inbound. Full court pressure by North Alabama. Comes in to Lathan at the baseline. He'll be checked all the way up the floor by Fulcher. They push off on each other as Lathan clears the line. Fulcher very aggressive with the hand checking. Now back tap, and the ball goes out of bounds at the far sideline at the North Alabama bench. A lot of hand checking there, Dan.
It was. There was a lot of contact both ways. Mm-hmm. And I thought J2 a couple of times just initiated some contact there. So kind of no harm, no foul, I guess.
Morehead State after the inbound, 19 to shoot, high right, Lathan far side to Ricks. Bounce far, block Minix. He'll spin around his man, come to the hole, lay it up and in.
That's really good footwork by Riley Minix. Just a really quick little turn and was able to, he was under his own backboard, he was able to get that space and come back up.
Morehead State like that retakes the lead after being down. They're up 14 to 12. 12:34 to go in the half. Left angle, Jefferson on the drive. Kick out back to the near side. Foster, he'll drive the angle, take it to the hole on Thomas. He'll put it off the window and in on the layup.
And I thought there could have been a whistle there. There was a little bit of contact. I couldn't tell who it was helping that came down and dug for it. And there was some contact there.
Game tied at 14. Morehead State in the offensive end. Thomas, one bounce back out to Ricks between the circles. Bounce high left, Riley Minix. Back behind him, Lathan. He'll curl right, far side to Ricks. Ricks trying to penetrate, can't do it. Back out to Lathan, back to Ricks. Ricks bounced to the block and Minix at the left. Minix powers his way in there, goes back around for that layup. He spins to his right and scores it off the glass.
Pretty much a carbon copy of the last bucket he made. Just down there, and Morehead State really cleared out that whole side and just let Riley go to work one-on-one.
He's got four. Morehead State up 16-14. Jefferson gets a man in the air, drives in, penetrates, goes out straight away. Foster steps left, three ball. Floor rebound inside the lane. Thomas for Morehead State. Eagles are 2-on-4. Thomas slows it down to the right side. Lathan. Lathan will jump and shoot from 15 off the window and in. How about
that's
that?
Really nice work by J2 that time. Got the, I think he wanted to take it all the way to the cup, but he got blocked off and got cut off and just nice little mid-range jumper.
That's his first points, 18-14 Morehead. Now the ball loose at the other end. Big pile up toward the far sideline. Morehead State has the ball and then lost out of bounds. Battling for it, I think, may have been Marshall or Lathan.
Yeah, Lathan is the one that tipped it out initially, and I think Marshall was the one over there. And just he got the basketball, but he ended up, he was laying on the sideline.
And that takes us to our next media timeout with 11:10 left to go in the first half. At CB&S Bank Arena in Florence, Alabama, Morehead State on top of North Alabama, 18-14. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
It's never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Chuck Morales along with Dean Harden, Morehead State at North Alabama on top with just over 11 minutes to play. 18-14. Looking at the numbers, Morehead State, 7 of 12 from the field. Meanwhile, North Alabama is 7 of 15. Right side with it, on the run. Shot put up, missed. Rebound Forrest. Fakes, puts it back up and through.
Give it to Smith.
Smith, excuse me. He's got four, and it's 18-16, Morehead State by two.
Smith really did some good work on the glass that time. Morehead State got a little bit out of their fundamentals, didn't block off real well.
Fell well to Minix high left, down the far side to Ricks. A couple of bounces to his right, up top to Thelwell. Thelwell dancing up near the top of the key, around the right to Lathan. To Thelwell, fakes, penetrates, and what do we got here? A reach-in foul.
I believe that was Smith. No, Forrest.
Forrest with his first, the second on North Alabama. And Morehead State will get a fresh 20 on the shot clock with the far side, left hash inbound, Lathan into Thelwell. Thelwell plays it down, goes to the near arc. Ricks holding. High right, Lathan, covered quickly by Jakari Lane, backs it out to his left. Driving left to the lane, to the block, to the baseline, puts it up with the left hand. No, tapped up and in, yes, by Miles. Did they call him for going over the back?
Yeah, I think he extended his right arm and kind of pinned the rebounder. I believe that was, I can't remember, I couldn't see who it was. Might have been Smith.
Oh. You say he touched the backboard, so.
He grabbed the rim.
Okay, so no basket. Yeah. No foul, though, either. Lane between the circles, other end. High right, popping out for Brown. Brown down the wing and back out to Lane. High left, Susie. He'll drive right, go to the free throw line, back out high left. Lane for three. No, kicks out long, top of the key. Tracked down by Smith, and North Alabama resets. Bounce left block extended, Forrest. Forrest on Miles, trying to take him inside. Can't do it. High right to Smith. He'll spin to his right as he puts it to the deck. Nothing doing to Susie. Susie driving on Minix with a scoop. Missed everything, but tapped up by Forrest. No, that doesn't go either. And now a tie-up on the rebound. Forrest and Miles. And let's see who the possession line favors.
Alabama. North Alabama.
So they get a third chance at it. Preston Spradlin talked about it. Loose balls and rebounds. Morehead State has to get the job done there today.
I think rebounding is going to be a big part of today. Morehead State is one of the only teams in Division I with a double-digit rebound margin at 14.
With a foul, by the way, coming out of that. Morehead State in the inbound, and Morehead State with its second foul.
Right now, North Alabama's out rebounding. Morehead State 14-5. That's not going to cut it.
20 on the shot clock. Inbound Lane toward the near corner. Brown driving the angle, backs up, fades and fires from 17, rolls off. No, this rebound to Morehead State, though. And with the basketball, Lathan taking it coast to coast, all the way down with a scoop and score.
And Deontay Miles sealed off Smith from coming over to help. He just did a really good job of just creating space in that lane.
20-16, Morehead State. Lane down the key, right corner, three ball put up and in by Smith.
Pretty shot by Smith. Nice break. They ran it, got the defense drawn in toward the lane, and then kick out.
He's a 41% shooter from long range. He's got seven. Lead at one for MSU at 20-19. 8:50 left to go in the half. Thelwell working his way around to the right of the lane, to the block, to the baseline. Feeds up the shot off the glass. Off the rim, no. He's knocked down. Whistle foul on North Alabama. This one will belong to Smith, his first. And number three against the Lions.
Good gracious, that way up top, Jakari Lane just got demolished by a pick by Deontay Miles. And Jakari Lane's giving up probably, 6 inches and a good 60 pounds, and he just got mauled.
So at the line, Morehead State's Drew Thelwell. First free throw up and in. He now has 8 markers for the contest. He leads all scorers in the game. Morehead State builds its lead to 21-19 with 8:44 to go until halftime. Drew Thelwell really is the glue guy for this team, Dean.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Drew's been around the longest. He's played the most games of anybody on this squad, and he understands the system, he understands the program, he understands the coaches and what they want.
He sinks the second free throw, and the lead is now at 3 for the Eagles as North Alabama, undefended, comes across the timeline. Lane toward the right hash, back to his left off the screen from Forrest. Toward the near corner, open Smith, catch and shoot, 3, bags it. We talked about he can shoot him from out there, and now he's got 10 points, and he's tied this ball game up at 22.
Puts up a nice ball. He's got a nice stroke.
Lathan works the point for Morehead State on Brown. Lions man-to-man between the circles. Ricks, he'll drive left down the arc. Now he'll turn, shoot his own three. Heel of the iron, miss. Brown a rebound, North Alabama to Lane. Lane down the near sideline to the front court. Cut off there by Jerome Morton, who came in. He'll drive on Morton to the right baseline. Lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover for North Alabama. That's number three.
Give a really big bunch of credit, though, to Jordan Lathan, because he came over and dug from a help position. He was the one that knocked it free, and it went off the knee.
Morehead State the other way. Coming into the offensive end is Lathan. Lathan toward the top of the key, backs out, fades and fires from 19, left it short, rebound Morton, far side, kick out Thomas, three, spins off the rim, no. This rebound, Smith for North Alabama. Down the floor, Lane tries to get in there, blocked by Lathan and Thomas. Ball out of bounds, should be North Alabama basketball, and we've got a media timeout. 7:37, we've got a good one down in Florence, Alabama. Morehead State 22, North Alabama 22. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA and Morehead include USDA bone-in rib center-cut pork chops are only $2.19 a pound. Select varieties of banquet pot pies are free for just $4. 2 3-pound bags of Idaho russet potatoes are specially priced for only $3. That's right, folks. 6 pounds of Idaho russets, just $3. And our family kidney or chili beans are only $1 a can. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Morehead State at North Alabama, tied with the Lions at 22 with 7:37 to go until halftime. Your numbers, Morehead State shooting 47%, North Alabama 43% from three-point land, MSU 2 of 6, the Lions are 2 of 5. Free throw line, the Eagles 4 of 4, North Alabama nothing of 1. Turnovers, Morehead State in that category leading, actually, if you want to call it leading, they're trailing North Alabama. The Lions with 3 of those, MSU with none. But rebounding right now, 17-6, North Alabama. And those are by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Dean, that rebounding total is astounding because Morehead State, with a rebound margin coming into this contest of plus 10.4, North Alabama was at 0, in other words, even.
Right, and that's shocking to me. Morehead State's a good rebounding team, and like you said, North Alabama, not a bad rebounding team, but Morehead State, just a couple bad bounces that have not gone their way, but a lot of times I think Northern Alabama's just out-hustled Morehead State.
Howell from the lane on the fadeaway over a defender, missed it off the front of the rim for North Alabama. Morehead State, that rebound as Lathan comes the other way, works on Howell up top, picks up the dribble, skips it down the right arc to Thomas. One bounce back out, Minix. Minix back to Thomas at the right side. He'll come to the corner to the baseline. Back to the far corner. And to Minix. Minix to Miles. And back to Morton. Around the right, Thomas. He'll set his feet, shoot the three, and drain it.
Wow, Morehead State ran the shot clock all the way down to 2. And that's a long time for a team to be playing defense and then get one drained right in somebody's face.
So Morehead State up 25-22. Thomas with 6. Lane works out front on Minix, steps left, comes in, free throw line, jumper, in and out, no, fight for the rebound off the hardwood, Morton has it for MSU. Must have heard us, they've gotten the last 2 rebounds.
Sure, yeah, well, I bet they heard Preston Spradlin in that huddle during the last media timeout.
Lathan from the right hash comes left, works up top, then high left. Back to his right. Minix, catch and shoot three straight away. In and out, no. Rebound slapped inside the lane. Forrest has it for North Alabama.
North Alabama hadn't scored in about 2.5 minutes now.
Howell at the near wing. Trying to get in on Thomas. Can't do it. Back out to Forrest. He'll work right into Miles. At the baseline fake. Once, twice. Puts up the wild shot. Missed it, but drew a foul, I believe, on Deontay Miles. And for Deontay, number two, Morehead State with number three.
That was a senior move by Damian Forrest that time. He went right up into Miles' chest, jumped right into him. Miles, I thought, did a pretty good job, but he's going to be called for the foul.
Forrest at the line. He's got 2 points on a field goal. He's 66% this season from the free throw line. The first one up, clank, no good. Forrest now 0-3 at the free throw line in this ball game. Morehead State taking out Miles. Zach Iami in for the first time. He'll work at the five spot. Iami, the 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston. Second free throw, this time is good for Forrest. He's got three, the lead at two for Morehead State. Full court, North Alabama pressure. Morton backside to Thelwell. Skips it back across to Morton. Rolls it down the right sideline to Thomas. Thomas angles in wide left to Thelwell. Morehead State resets. Man-to-man, North Alabama. Up top, Iami. Right side coming out, Morton. Right block, Iami. He'll fight to the goal. Turn left. Baseline left. Missed the wraparound layup. Somehow that didn't go in. Howell the rebound to Lane. Here comes North Alabama down by two. Spin move at the near side toward the corner and Forrest. Couple of bounces. He'll fight his way in. Double team. Now turns to his left and to his right. And I think we've got Iami with a foul.
Yep. Just a little bit too much contact for Big Zach. Right in the middle of the lane.
Four fouls on Morehead State. First on Zach. Shot clock rewound to 20. It was on the floor, so baseline left the inbound for North Alabama with 5:12 to go in the half. He looks, pass out top. Tipped Smith toward the left hash to Foster. That was just a deflection right there. Foster has it, trying to work his way in. Back behind him to Howell coming up the sideline and out to Lane up top. Lane works the point, in on Minix coming down the lane, double team. Far side, wide open. Foster gets a man in the air, steps right, shoots a three. The line drives in and out, no. Minix the rebound, Morehead State. Riley Minix at the left sideline, brings it to the offensive side. Right to left coming out for the bounce feed, Thelwell. Far side, Thomas. Thomas to Minix toward the left elbow. Moves in free throw line, here comes Riley. Riley fades, now threw it away. As he lost his balance, Zach Iami, the intended receiver on that errant pass, and Morehead State turns it over, I think, for the first time in this ball game.
That was a weird play. Minix was turning around and going to try to shoot that little 14-foot fadeaway, and it just kind of went down.
25-23, Morehead State, 4:50 to go in half number one. Lane on the drive. Inside the lane from 10, he ties the game with a jumper. He's got six. Averages 12 a contest. Thelwell across the timeline for MSU, works at the logo, guarded by Lane. Bounce pass right wing, Thomas, one dribble and out to Minix. Riley toward the left elbow, had the ball knocked away, but he's fouled on the reach-in by Lane. Lane's first, and the fourth on North Alabama.
It's been a pretty clean game as far as fouls go. Both teams, neither one of these teams foul a whole lot. North Alabama goes to the line a whole lot. Just the way they play. But.
Yeah, Lane was going for the steal and reached around to try to knock the ball loose and hack Minix on the arm. Morehead State after the inbound has Thelwell out front, works right, comes left. Nearly straight away, ball knocked away, got it at the logo, left hash Thomas, down low to Iami, knocked away by Lane, stolen by North Alabama, second Morehead turnover, and here come the Lions. Howell high left from Foster, left of the lane, the bounce feed, Forrest in on Iami to the baseline. He's underneath the goal. Layup try. Missed it. Rebound knocked out. High left to Lathan for Morehead State. Jordan Lathan down the far side. Backs it outside the arc. Now picks up the dribble. Left block extended. Minix. Minix fakes. Looks on Howell. Now he'll put it up from 15 side of the rim. No. Foster took down that board for North Alabama with 3:38 to go in the half. Off it goes to nice Susie. Move. Spins around Thelwell and scoops and scores.
This is a really nice move by Susie. He went right up into Drew Thelwell's chest and just spun off of it.
And that takes us to a media timeout. Susie with his first points. North Alabama now has the lead. It's 27-25 Lions with 3:31 left to go in the first half. In Florence, this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State is led by as many as five, but down by two right now with 3:31 left to go in the first half at North Alabama. 27-25, the Lions lead in this ballgame. Morehead State, a scoring drought of 3 minutes and 31 seconds, just one of its last seven from the field. That's why this game has turned around again.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, is North Alabama, the last couple of trips after a make, they've changed what they're doing defensively. They started out doing a full-court man-to-man, basically, not doing too much with it. Last couple of trips, when they've started, it's been a 2-2-1 full-court zone press, or a 1-2-2.
That's what it is right now, a 1-2-2 Moorhead State. Thelwell trying to get to the line, does so, and clears it left of the emblem. Comes off the Ricks pick to his right, and back out he goes to Eddie. Zach Iami, and then to Thomas far side, back out to Ricks. Down the near wing, Lathan, 13 to shoot. Right block to Iami, fights by Forrest, wraparound layup tried.
Yeah.
And he missed it, but he was able to draw the foul as Forrest got a piece of him. Zach Iami will get two at the line. Forrest with his second, number five on North Alabama.
Pretty nice move by Zach. Got the ball down below the block on the right side, and just a nice little quick footwork, turned and got Forrest right up on his hip, and Forrest really couldn't do much with Big Zach.
Miami has struggled from the free throw line. He's got two right here. First one up. It'll roll around and go down the drain. Good. Way to go, Zach. He is now 9 of 22 on the season from the free throw line, just a shade above 38%. He can get Moorhead State, even with North Alabama, if he can sink the second one. It's 27-26 Lions.
Valuable minutes right here for Iami with Miles on the bench with two fouls. We'd like to be able to take him all the way to the halftime.
And he missed the second free throw, and North Alabama the rebound coming the other way. High right lane off the screen, jacks up a three and cans it.
Wow, and that's pretty good defense by Khalil Thomas, too. He was right there.
9 points for Lane, 30-26 North Alabama. Thelwell speeds it down the far sideline offensive end to the hash and then turns to his right and comes back out toward the logo and back to his left. He'll play it down out top, take it to the free throw line, looking to penetrate. He'll drive, scoop, miss. Rebound tapped. Susie has it for North Alabama. Bounce ahead to Lane. Lane drives the lane, scoops it up over his head, scores it, count it, foul.
And not a good foul by Jordan Lathan. He did not get in position. He just tried to kind of scrape it as he went by and been better off just giving up the free throw.
First on Lathan, fifth on Moorhead State. And this could be a three-point play for Lane, who's got North Alabama on a pretty good run here toward the end of this first half of play in Florence.
Yeah, right now they're on a 6-0 run in just a little over half of a minute.
Lane at the line, 84%. Knocks down the free throw.
Moorhead State hadn't scored a field goal in almost 5 minutes.
Lane with 12 already. Moorhead State down 33-26. Thelwell being chased by Foster in the backcourt comes across the timeline. Angles to the left hash. Leave it there for Thomas and out to Ricks. Ricks out front. Bounce wide left. Minix. 16 to shoot. Back behind him. Right to left. Lathan for the basketball. Far corner. Lathan. Check that. Fellwell. Back to the far side. Lathan. Catch and shoot. Three rolls off. No. Eddie Ricks right block. Offensive rebound. Back out to Fellwell. MSU resets with 2 minutes to go in the half. 16 to shoot. Minix. Left block extended. Fights his way in there, takes it to the lane, turns one-hander, it's in.
Goodness gracious, that was just some hand-to-hand combat between he and Susie as Minix went into the lane. Just a terrific amount of contact.
6 points for Minix. Moorhead down by five. North Alabama works the offense. High right, Smith, fadeaway three. Off the iron, no, he's knocked down, fouled. He'll get three free throws.
And that's...
Thomas.
That's not a good foul by Khalil Thomas right there. One thing to get a hand up, but he just carried on through. And we'll send a pretty good free throw shooter to the line.
Jump straight up, not straight forward. And that's unfortunately what Khalil did on that play. And that will give Smith three free throws, line left. First one kicks out, no good. He's got 10 points in the game. He's also very good from the line normally, 77%. North Alabama leads 33-28, 1:40 to go in the half. Smith with the next one. It's good. He'll have one more, takes a look, right-hand push, and that one's good too. 35-28, North Alabama with a 7-point lead, its biggest of the ball game. 1:36 to go in the half. Fellwell left to right across the timeline, down the near wing, pitches it back to the sideline, and Lathan. Lathan turns left, comes free throw line, left block to the goal, left-hand scoop, it'll roll and go in.
Good job by Riley Minix. He set a pick, and he basically picked off two men.
Lane one-on-one with Fellwell to the left block, wow, to the goal with the left hand, off the glass and through.
Getting to be very reminiscent of last year's ball game, Chuck, in that North Alabama is doing a lot of driving and penetrating, and Morehead State doesn't have an answer for it.
And now we've got a foul out on the perimeter against Susie, who bumped into Thomas, and Susie with his first. Number six on the Lions, and Morehead State with 107 to go. 24 on the shot clock. A left hash offensive end inbound. Jordan Lathan. Lathan drops it into Fellwell. Fellwell off the screen by Ricks. Comes high right back to his left top of the key. Moves in free throw line. Bounce back behind him. Lathan. Jordan on the drive. Got to the goal. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound tap. North Alabama has another board. And that one goes to Foster. Foster back to Lane. Lane on Fellwell. Clears it back behind him. Left-handed three by Howell. Heel of the iron, no. Rebound tapped in the air. Coming forth, though, Lathan for Morehead State. Down the left sideline, midcourt. Minix behind the back dribble. Gets him to the free throw line. Bounce down low, trying to get it to the cutting Eddie Ricks and threw it away. Morehead State's third turnover. And it comes with 35.1 seconds to go in the first half. MSU down 37-30. North Alabama with a chance to add to its advantage before we hit the break.
Wasn't a bad thought by Minix, but if he was going to do that, he probably should have done it a step earlier because by the time he got there, Ricks was already going to the rim.
Lions spread the floor outside the right hash, standing and dribbling. Jakari Lane on Thomas. He'll come to his left, work between the circles, high left. 12 seconds to go. Three ball put up and missed by Foster. Left of the lane, no. Susie with the offensive rebound. Drives to the lane. Pitches it back out to the line to Foster. 3 seconds to go. Foster over Fellwell from 22. The long three, no. Floor rebound, Ricks, and that's how the half ends in Florence, Alabama at CBNS Bank Arena. Your score at halftime, North Alabama 37, Morehead State 30. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. Coming back with our halftime report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Morehead State trailing at North Alabama at the half, 37-30. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden. Dean, your thoughts about that first 20 minutes of play?
Puzzling, to be honest with you. I did not expect Morehead State's getting killed on the glass, 24-13. Did not expect that whatsoever. And really, Morehead State's getting really pounded on the offensive glass for UNA. 10 offensive rebounds for North Alabama. But if you look at it, second chance points is only 6-2. You would expect that stat to be more. The numbers are so even across the board except for that one stat. One of the things we talked about in the pregame, turnovers haven't been an issue either way. Three turnovers apiece, that's not been a big deal. Both teams are shooting so-so, and it's just, I think North Alabama has had a few more chances.
And let's go by the numbers and take a look at the stats, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. First of all, for North Alabama, getting a great first half from their point guard, Jakari Lane. He averages 12 points a contest. He already has 14 markers thus far this afternoon. Second in scoring, Tim Smith Jr. with 12 points. From there, you drop all the way down to 4 points coming from Detalian Brown. Three more, Damian Forrest, two each, Will Soucy, and Marco Foster. North Alabama, 15 of 35 from the field, just about 43%. From three-point land, 3 of 10, 30%, 4 of 7 at the line. Again, the rebounding battle, the big difference in this game. North Alabama with 24, Morehead State with 13, and the Lions with 10 offensive rebounds. They also have 5 assists and 3 turnovers and 1 steal in the first 20 minutes. For Morehead State, the top scorer, Drew Thelwell. He's got 9 points, pretty balanced for MSU as it usually is otherwise. Jordan Lathan with 6 more for Khalil Thomas. And Riley Minix also with 6, 2 points for Deontay Miles, a single point for Zach Iemi. Jerome Morton, Eddie Ricks, and George Marshall saw the floor but did not score. Morehead State, 11 of 26 from the field, 42%, 3 of 9 outside the arc, 5 of 6 at the line. Again, out-rebounded, 24-13. Morehead State with only 2 offensive rebounds, also to go along with 5 assists, 3 turnovers, 4 blocks, 1 steal. And that's By the Numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Your score at halftime from CBNS Bank Arena in Florence, Alabama. North Alabama 37, Morehead State 30. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. This edition of Morehead State Today was recorded in the offices of our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So at the most recent Board of Regents meeting, of course, they covered lots of topics, mm-hmm. but the two that we're here to talk about today are some new facilities on campus, and one of those is a residence hall. I believe they heard the results of a feasibility study. Can you mm-hmm. kind of summarize that for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. As you know, our campus is doing a lot of renovation, primarily a lot of painting and carpet replacement and broken windows and doors and all kinds of things. But we're also, as you know, building two new buildings, one of which our Board of Regents just approved at our homecoming meeting. And it's going to be a new residence hall. Right now we're looking at a residence hall that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of holding about 300 to 320 students. So we're excited about it.
We're also looking at a science and engineering mm-hmm. ability. Can you talk about the need for that and where we are at that process?
Yes. About a year to year and a half ago, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not Morehead State University, appropriated $98 million to build a new science and engineering building here on our campus. Lappin Hall, which we house most of our science in right now, was built in the 30s, I believe 1937, 36, 37, 38. Mm. So it's approaching 85 to 90 years old as well, and just not a good place to be teaching science. Mm. We're going to be building 120,000 square foot, four-story, pretty massive new science and engineering building, and that will actually be on the downhill slope, or actually in the parking lots below Hal McDowell Building. Right now we're in the architectural planning process. It's coming along very good. I would think you would see some activity over there this coming summer of 2024, and a whole lot of noise probably in the fall of 24. And it's probably going to take about 2.5 years from that point to construct the building and get in it. And it will replace Lappin and Lloyd Cassidy.
Lots of updates on campus. Thank you so much for explaining them to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan. I'm Samantha Morrill. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor.
A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Morehead State trailing at North Alabama, 37-30. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Before we go too much further, let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Dean, as we point toward the second half for Morehead State, I think the defense has been pretty good. The offense is all right. Could be a little bit better, but the big key, got to rebound with the Lions. You've got to take advantage of your opportunities. Morehead State, only, I think, two offensive rebounds in the first half, giving up 10 offensive rebounds to North Alabama. That's too many, way too many, and they're getting killed on the boards. That's the biggest change that has to happen for Morehead State if it wants to come out of this gymnasium today with a victory.
Completely agree. I mean, they're down on the boards 24-13. It could include, again, those 10 offensive rebounds for North Alabama. That's huge. I think Morehead State, shooting-wise, it's been okay, 42%. I think the other thing, I think, for Morehead State is the finish around the rim. They've had several chances around the rim to finish, and they just haven't been able to do it consistently.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen multiple players get opportunities inside and not be able to get the ball to go down the drain. So, I mean, they're right there. I mean, it says 7 points on the scoreboard, but they're right there with North Alabama, and I think they can come back and win this game here in the second half.
Oh, absolutely. This game's far from over. And what we saw in the first half was both teams went into some scoring droughts. Morehead State had one extra scoring drought that North Alabama didn't, and theirs were tended to be just a little longer than North Alabama's. Fix those couple things, you're right back in it.
Once again, the score at halftime as the second half's just about to start, 37-30. North Alabama leads MSU. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is basketball this afternoon on the Eagle Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Morehead State trails at North Alabama, 37-30 as we get set for the second half. And don't forget, the Morehead State women will be at home tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow morning. It's a game that will allow a lot of the school kids in the area to come over and watch. It's an 11 a.m. contest against Wheeling, West Virginia. Once again, the tip-off is at 11 a.m. Pre-game show to start on the ESN with Tom Lewis at 10:45.
Could be a pretty good ball game. Wheeling is nationally ranked. They're D2. They're in a Mountain East Conference, which most of those schools are in. West Virginia, a few in Ohio, and maybe one or two in, I think, Maryland. But they're a pretty good team. They're 8-1, and I think they're ranked 9th or 10th now in D2. So that's could be a pretty good ball game.
For Morehead State's men, after today, a few days off before on Thursday, they'll take on St. Mary of the Woods, an NAIA school out of northern Indiana. That will be a 7 p.m. tip. Airtime that night will be 6:45. So some more MSU basketball action coming your way. Don't forget the women's game tomorrow at 11 a.m. against Wheeling here at Johnson Arena. And looks like the two teams are out on the hardwood right now. We expect the same starting lineups that we saw to open this ball game. North Alabama with Lane, Brown, Susie, Smith, and Forrest. Morehead State, Thelwell, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. And Morehead will have the ball to open up. Thomas near side at midcourt to inbound. MSU traveling right to left on your radio dial as we open up stanza number two. Through the logo, Thelwell with a dribble. Stutter steps forward. Bounce to his left up top, Miles. Miles to the right side to Lathan. Lathan clears it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell starts in, high right, Minix, 16 to shoot, right corner open, Thomas for three, yes!
A really good start for Morehead State as Thomas ran the baseline, he started that pattern way over in the left-hand corner, and as the pattern continued, he just raced across and spotted up.
His third triple of the game gives him 9 points. Morehead has cut the deficit to four. North Alabama's first offensive trip, second half. Susie driving left of the lane, spins right, skips it to the far side. To Forrest, high left lane. Lane on Minix, crossover dribble. Backs out, 18-footer. Hits it over Minix on the fadeaway.
That was a pretty nice, pretty good-looking shot there by Lane.
Yeah,
he's
Minix
tough.
Was right there on the defense, but a good shot by Lane. 39-33. MSU down by 6. Miles up top. Short pass to his right. Thelwell, near side Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Side of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Lathan. One bounce, clears it out straight away. Thelwell, far side, Lathan. Right angle drive. Got to the hole. Double team, puts up the short shot. Missed that one. Brown the rebound this time.
There's another instance where Morehead State gets the ball inside, but just unable to finish. That was pretty tough sledding there for Jordan Lathan, though. He was in some tall trees.
Lane works the point. Picks up the dribble. Left of the lane to Forrest, banging with Miles. Looking for a shot, no. Bounce high right. Lane is open. Shoots a three ball. Off the iron, no. Right block rebound, Morehead State, Thomas. Thomas down the floor, right hash to Minix in the offensive end. Out to Thomas. Left to right, Lathan to take it, to reset. Lathan floats the right arc, penetrates, goes to the hole with a left-hand scoop and score.
That was a really nice move by J2 that time. He found just a little bit of a seam. Got us off the right elbow and was able to take it to the pin.
He now has 8 points in the game. Averages 11 a contest. Morehead defends man-to-man. Lane on the move, free throw line. Far corner, open. Smith for three. Side of the rim, no. High in the air, one-hand rebound. Minix from the far block.
Not sure if that's a shot North Alabama wants to take.
Thelwell on the move. Drew driving on Smith to the block. Cut off, backs it up to the free throw line. And then skips it back out top to Lathan. Lathan wide right. Turning it left, taking it right. Goes to the right block to the goal. Feeds it off the glass, off the rim. No. Rebound Forrest. North Alabama up to the right sideline. Jakari Lane. Right corner. Man open from there. Three ball Brown. No. Floor rebound baseline left. Minix.
Really?
Pace has increased a bit.
It has. And Riley thought about going with it there, and he decided better. I mean, I think it was a good decision because Morehead State did not have numbers.
Lathan up top. High right coming out for Thelwell. Drew penetrates, got to the goal with a right-hand scoop, baseline lefty scores.
Nice drive that time also by Deontay Miles because he just set a really nice pick and picked off two players.
And a timeout called by North Alabama. Drew Thelwell now with 11 points, his average as we step aside. 17:03 left to go in this ball game at North Alabama. Early second half, North Alabama 39, Morehead State 37. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville. When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Moorhead State on the floor against North Alabama, and it's the Lions who lead the game 39-37 over MSU. 17:03 to go. North Alabama took a timeout to regroup. Lions on a scoring drought of 2:13 after scoring an early basket in the second half. Moorhead State 44% from the field, North Alabama 41%. In terms of rebounding, now it is for the game 26-17 North Alabama, turnovers 3-3, and those are the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Moorhead State doing a better job on the glass, and they are doing so far so good as far as defense. I think they turned the wick up just a little bit. I think North Alabama's taken a couple pretty quick threes, didn't have to take, and Moorhead State's actually done a little bit better job finishing.
Looks like North Alabama sent in Dallas Howell, 6'7 junior. Foster is also back in their lineup. Moorhead State, same five at start of the half with Lathan, Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. Moorhead State down by two as Howell will inbound at the far hash for the Lions.
Right in front of his coach, Tony Pujol.
And their offensive end, 24 to shoot out the lane, high right to Foster. Foster against the man-to-man, turns it back out to Smith toward the far hash and Lane, who's had a very good day. Off the screen, he rolls right down the lane to the far side. Foster gets around Thelwell, driving left, comes to the hole, puts up a shot, blocked, but right to Forrest, who takes it and lays it up and in, and he's fouled. He'll have a possible three-point play.
Well, that was a really good job by Khalil Thomas. As Moorhead State's gotten a little bit small. And Khalil Thomas got the block, and then, honestly, with Forrest with the follow, I didn't see a whole lot of contact there.
Foul goes to Riley Minix, his first of the half on either team. Line right for the free throw. Forrest trying to complete the three-point play. Doesn't, as it's in and out, no good. Rebound, Lathan, Moorhead State. Forrest now 1 of 5 from the line in this ball game. Inside the line, offensive end to our left, Thelwell controls, skips it toward the left elbow. Minix has to battle Smith to get it, kicks it off to the right side. Thelwell whips it back out to Thomas toward the near hash. Lathan, straight away, Minix off the screen for three. Riley misses it off the glass, too strong. Smith the board inside the lane, up the far sideline, to Lane. Jakari Lane, the drive, the layup and a miss, and the rebound, Miles, Moorhead State. Clears it off to Thelwell. Drew slows it down, right of the logo, front court, near side. Works it high left toward the near wing. Thomas to Thelwell. He'll drive the lane. Got to the hole. Lays it up off the glass and through Kennedy's foul.
Really nice play by Drew Thelwell. Moorhead State really didn't have a whole lot of stuff going on, and Drew just took it upon himself to go get one.
That ties the game at 39. Thelwell with a free throw can give Moorhead State the lead. Rather, it's 41-39, excuse me. North Alabama with a two-point lead. Thelwell now with 13 points in the game. 16:03 remains in this contest. Still very early in the second half as Drew stands in line left. Having another good ball game, had 25 in Moorhead State's victory over Chattanooga. Free throw up and good. 14 points for Thelwell. Moorhead State within one, down 41-40.
Moorhead State 6 of 7 now from the line.
Lane drives free throw line. High right, Howell, the left-handed three, inside the paint, the rebound, Thomas kicks it ahead to Minix, midcourt, comes in free throw line, back straight away behind him, Thelwell, through Thelwell, dancing, driving, looking, bounce right corner, Lathan, right block extended, Miles fights in on Howell, gets tangled up, and the ball ripped out of his hands by Howell, And I think Howell will get a foul. Mr. Howell.
he about took one of Riley Minix's arms with him.
And that is the first foul on Dallas Howell and the second foul on North Alabama. Now we have a media timeout. 15:34 left to go in Florence. It's North Alabama 41, Morehead State 40. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Morehead State trailing in North Alabama, 15:34 left to play in the ballgame, 41-40. The Lions on top of the Eagles. Your top scorers in this ballgame, Ja'Kari Lane with a game-high 16 points for North Alabama. The Lions also getting 12 from Tim Smith, Jr. Morehead State, one player in double figures. That's Drew Thelwell with 14. Been a pretty clean game. Neither team turning it over very much. MSU with three miscues. Same thing for the Lions of UNA. And those are the numbers presented by our friends at Whitaker Bank. Morehead State has the ball. Offensive end, baseline right, the inbound. Riley Minix with the dance team from North Alabama. He's almost right in the middle of them.
Yeah, he needs to get some pom-poms and get after it.
Throws it out high right to Thelwell, man-to-man, UNA. Spin move by Drew, bounce inside the lane. Dominix fakes, two defenders on him. He'll fight up the short shot, too strong.
Wow.
Got his own rebound and put it home.
It's just not quitting, because he was battling two different players as one of the guards had come down to double on him and missed the first one, was able to get up and tap it over right over the top of a defender.
Now Ja'Kari Lane takes it right down the middle of the paint and scores on the layup.
Ja'Kari Lane's starting to feel it. You can see it. You can just see in his body English, in his language, that he's ready to go.
He's got 18, by the way. Minix now with 8. Morehead State down by 1. Right block extended. Miles pounding his way in. Fights up and under. Goes with the left-hand layup. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Stick back. Yes.
And that's what Morehead State needs to see from Deontay Miles, is a high work rate. You can see he really got after it that time. The more he's active, the better he is.
And MSU now has the lead at 44-43. North Alabama on offense. Ja'Kari Lane the drive. Puts it up from the right block. It will spin, go down the drain. Good.
Tony Pujol is furious. He thinks there should have been an and one there. There was a little bit of contact.
45-44. We seesaw back and forth. North Alabama with the lead. Lathan at the emblem, and what do we have here?
Well, there was the whistle because the official, I couldn't see which one it was, but he turned around and gave an official warning to Tony Pujol because Tony was getting after him.
He's still upset.
Yeah, he's not a happy man right now.
45-44, North Alabama. Right hash inbound, Morehead State, Lathan. Back out toward the line, right at the logo. Thelwell spins left. Comes down the left wing. Back up the sideline, Thomas Ford. Out to Ricks, who's come in. Ricks, left elbow to Minix. Knocked back to Ricks, who gives it right back to Minix. Far side, Thelwell. Turns right, comes top of the lane. Bounce left of the lane. Minix spins to the baseline. Comes to the hole, puts it off the glass and in with two hands.
Really nice strength there, too, by Riley Minix. He took a body blow, and he's going to get a chance for a three-point play.
He took a foul. This one belongs to Howell, his second. and the third on the Lions. And this will be a possible three-point play for Morehead State's Riley Minix. That basket by Riley gives Morehead State the 46-45 advantage. Riley now with 10 points. He's only had one game this year where he's been under double figures in scoring.
I like that move, too. It was very, very similar to two moves he had in the first half where he was backing down and just really quick feet and just with a little spin, and that put the defender on his hip.
He had 7 points against Penn State. Everybody else he's been in double-figure scoring against has a possible three-point play or free throw on the way. It'll roll and go.
Minix is all but automatic, it seems like, at the free throw line. Very good free throw shooter.
86%. He's got 11 points today. Lane, right side drive to the hole. Wraparound layup, missed it. Rebound tapped by Thomas. Minix clears it off for MSU. Up the right sideline to Khalil. Cross court, near side, catch and shoot three. Lathan, yes, sir!
Really nice break by Morehead State. Lathan, that was a pretty good shot because he had rebounders already underneath, so he had help there. It wasn't too early in the shot clock.
Jordan with 11, Morehead by 5, 50-45. Lane, far corner, open. Smith for three, hits it.
Wow, that was pretty good defense. Eddie Ricks was right in his face, had the hands up, and just tip your hat to Mr. Smith.
Full court pressure by North Alabama. Morehead State by two. 13-14 to go. Lathan across the line. On Foster picks up the dribble. Minix comes out to the logo to take the bounce fee. Riley high right. Clears it wide left. Lathan. Lathan spinning to his right. Coming top of the key. Driving on Smith. Far side open. Ricks fades a three ball. Yes, sir, again.
And that's that famous inside-outside action that Morehead State really likes to do. Lathan came into the paint, drew the D, kick it outside to Ricks, and Ricks drilled it.
Eddie's first points. Morehead State up again by five. Lane up top on Thomas. Driving left of the lane. Cut off far side Smith. He'll drive the baseline. Bounce inside the lane. Got the basketball off to Owen Nelson, a 6'11 senior from Ireland who just came in. He goes up for the shot, blocked away, whistle foul. He'll get a couple of free throws. Haven't seen Owen Nelson until now. 6'11, 240-pound senior from Dublin, Ireland, averaging 2.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per contest. And for Mr. Nelson this year, 3 of 4 at the line for the season. His team down by 5 as he stands in line right for the first one. Shot, heel of the iron, miss. And foul, by the way, on Morehead State's Riley Minix, his second of the half on MSU. .12:38 to go. Nelson, the second freebie, puts it up. Again, off the heel of the iron, dies, and a rebound after the miss by Lathan. Morehead State, midcourt, right sideline. Thelwell turns left to the emblem. Back to the far side, Lathan, right angle drive. He'll take it to the hole, scoop, spin, yes.
Nelson got lost on the transition defense and ended up with a double team, and that didn't leave anybody over there on the far side to pick it up.
Morehead by 7, biggest lead of the ball game. Lane, a runner from inside the lane. 8-footer wouldn't go. Ricks the rebound to Lathan. Cross court near sideline. Midcourt, Thelwell. Back behind him, Thomas. Toward the left block, Minix. Minix being grabbed there. He'll turn to his right. Fake once, twice, fade from 10. Shot off the iron, wouldn't go. Riley knocked down, no call there. And here comes North Alabama Susie coming free throw line. Baseline right to Nelson. Puts up a shot blocked by Lathan. Nelson draws another foul. He'll get a couple of more free throws. This one belongs to Jordan Lathan. His second, Morehead State's third. And we have a media timeout. 11:56 left to go in the ball game in Florence, Alabama at CBNS Bank Arena. Morehead State 55, North Alabama 48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Well, Moorhead State with a 55-48 lead at North Alabama. After being down by 7 at halftime, the Eagles have turned the tables on the lines here in the second stanza. MSU 5 of its last 6 from the field. Leads by 7 with 11:56 to go. And Moorhead State, as it normally does when it plays well, Dean, getting contributions from a lot of different players.
Yeah, and they're spreading it around. Like I said, Lathan's got 13, Fellwell 14, Minix trying to find it with 11 himself. So, I mean, they've spread it around. And when you're like you said, when they do that, when they get more than a couple people contributing, they're hard to do anything with.
Right, and for North Alabama, Ja'Kari Lane has at times tried to take the game on his shoulders. And sometimes it's worked, but here in the last few minutes, it's not been nearly as successful.
I thought the last couple of trips where he really went after it, I thought that he probably should have passed up on what he was trying to do. He forced a couple up. And this is still a tight ball game.
After the Moorhead State foul, Owen Nelson is lying right for 2 for North Alabama. Missed his last 2. First one up this time and in. So Nelson now with his first point in the contest. And we'll have a second one. And drills that one as well.
North Alabama, good free throw shooting team. Only 6 of 12 though today. That's only 50%. That's not like them.
They're 77% as a team on the year. Nelson out. They make a lineup change. Moorhead State, the inbound against full court pressure. Up by 5 with under 12 minutes to go. Lathan down central across the line. High left coming out. Thomas, one bounce back out. Ricks to his right. Ricks to the near side to Thomas. He'll turn right. Get it off to Miles. Miles at the block in a double team. Baseline turns, hooks. Side of the iron. Rebound. Forrest for North Alabama. Near sideline to Jefferson. We haven't seen him for a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Kanan Jefferson. Working top of the key on Jerome Mortner's in for Moorhead State to Smith. High left, far sideline. Jefferson comes up the sideline, moves free throw line, knocked away, got it back toward the left hash to Forrest. Or rather to Foster, to Smith, toward the block. Forrest, double team, tied up, foul.
Yeah, there was a foul on Deontay Miles. Just gave him a pretty good bump. Little chest bump.
Third on Deontay Miles. We may see Zach Iemi coming in.
Zach gave Moorhead State some pretty good minutes after Miles got his second foul in the first half, and he spelled Deontay and was able to take him all the way to the locker room.
Fourth Moorhead foul as a group. 18 to shoot after the inbound. Lions on the attack. Jefferson backs it up near hash on Ricks. Driving, spinning at the elbow to the block to the baseline. Put up, blocked away by Miles, but a foul on Eddie Ricks.
Yeah, Ricks just got caught up in the air a little bit. Went for that little shoulder fake, and he's going to pick the foul up.
First on Ricks, fifth on Moorhead State. And this is kind of what they did in the second half last year against MSU at Johnson Arena. It went right at the Eagle defenders and drew fouls at almost at will.
Yeah, and that's kind of their MO. That's what they do. They shoot a lot of free throws. And it'll be interesting to see if, because we were talking about it early in this half, they threw up a couple threes pretty early that didn't go down, and that's really not their MO.
Jefferson's first free throw spins out of the cylinder, no good. He'll have a second one. Eyes, squats, shoots with the right hand, off the iron a couple of times and down through the drain. 55-51, the Moorhead lead at 4. They'll face pressure as they inbound. Lathan with it. 1-2-2, looks like they're trapping. Jump feed toward the right hash to Ricks. Ricks angles in on Smith to the hole. He comes the runner from 5 off the back of the rim and good.
And they're going to get a foul, too. Man's in the restricted area, so that's a block and a chance for Moorhead State to get the old-fashioned three-point play.
That'll go on Smith. Tim Smith's second and fourth in the half for North Alabama. So Eddie Ricks with 5 points all in the second half, and now a free throw to come for possibly the old-fashioned three-point play. Moorhead State up 57-51.
I really like the aggressiveness that time for Ricks. He got the ball on the right wing just inside the three-point arc, and he just went straight to the rack.
Ricks the free throw up and in. Eddie now was 6 big points off the bench for MSU.
He's a good-looking ball player, especially for a freshman.
He's going to be really good. 58-51, Morehead State leads. Jefferson turns right, comes to the right block. Kick out near side, Smith. He'll angle in, free throw line. Jumper hits it.
It's a really pretty shot for Tim Smith. And that time didn't settle for a three and got a little mid-range jumper, and he just nailed it.
17 markers in the ball game for him. Morehead State up 58-53, plays offense. Hand-check Thelwell, left hash offensive end, backs it up to the emblem. Turns to his right, Jefferson all over him to Ricks, who bobbles it, gets it back, takes it down the near side, out to Miles, high right to Thelwell, 12 on the shot clock. Straight away, Morton, near side, off the screen, Lathan for three, swish!
Great job by Deontay Miles as he came through all the way from the right side to the left side, and Miles set a really nice screen for him to keep him wide open.
16 points, Lathan. Morehead stayed up 61-53. Jefferson answers, though, at the other end with his own three ball for the Lions.
That wasn't bad defense either right there. Jefferson had a hand in his face. He just drilled it.
61-56, Morehead. Lathan down central across the timeline right to left. Works it toward the left hash on Brown. Kicks it out to his right, Thelwell. Drew trying to look for the penetration. Out to Morton up top, near side Lathan. 14 to shoot. Lathan puts it to the deck, comes to the lane. Free throw line. High right, Thelwell. Three ball, no. Floor rebound, Morton. Morton toward the near corner. Out to Thelwell, high left for a triple. Bangs it off the rim, no. Free throw line, rebound, Morton again. And the Eagles reset. Thelwell takes the ball and holds it to reset the offense. 14 to shoot.
Those long rebounds off a long shot sometimes can really work in your advantage.
Thelwell on the drive, takes it to the hole, feeds it up off the glass. No, he's knocked down. Miles stuffed it on the rebound. It won't count. The foul will go on Forrest.
Yeah, Damian Forrest was right there after Thelwell went through a screen, and Forrest was trying to stay with him, and he was guilty of just a little bit of a block.
Fourth foul on Forrest, and that will be number five on North Alabama. They'll send Drew Thelwell line left for a couple. With 9:08 to play in Morehead State on top by five.
Very smart by Thelwell. As Forrest was switched off onto Thelwell with a screen, and that's a speed mismatch. And Drew Thelwell saw what was happening, read it very well.
First free throw up and in for Drew Thelwell. 15 points for Thelwell. You know, just a couple of games ago, he went scoreless. He had 25 against Chattanooga, but at Austin Peay, he was blanked the first time this season, and he's more than making up for it now.
Yeah, they did. He did a good job in the ball game, running the show. But Austin Peay did a really good job on him defensively.
Thelwell nails the second free throw. Morehead State by 7. 9 minutes to play. Lane cut off by Morton. They're man to man. Lane, dipsy do move, kick far side, three ball put up and missed by Susie. Offensive rebound, Smith. He missed it. Tries a tap. He missed that one too. Now we've got a foul on this rebound.
No, I thought Eddie Ricks had a really good block right there. They're going to get him for the foul.
Second on Eddie. Number six on Morehead State.
Looks like a pretty good block to me.
Yeah, on the replay, looking at it, Smith gets a break, and he'll be at the line where he'll shoot two. He's line right, and Smith in this ball game has played well, 17 points. 2 of 3 at the line, now making 3 of 4. Knew this was going to be a tough ball game against a good team on its home floor.
Yeah, you mentioned they play so well at home, and they've got a really gaudy record, their non-conference at home. But pretty good team from Morehead State, too, and I think there's some payback coming, too.
Smith drops in the second one. The Morehead State lead at 63-58. Full court pressure by North Alabama. Lathan beats it on the dribble across the timeline, right of the emblem. Turns left, works up top between the circles. Takes it toward the far sideline to the baseline. Smith cuts him off there. Bounce back out to Minix. He'll fake drive in. Right corner, Lathan. The three. Got it.
Morehead State's just on fire this half. 56% from the field. Hitting 5 of 9 from behind the arc.
Lane driving on Lathan. Missed the shot but drew the foul down at the other end for Jordan Lathan, number three. That's the seventh on MSU, so into the bonus with 8:22 to go. North Alabama, but this will be a two-shot foul situation for Jakari Lane, line right. Jordan Lathan, by the way, in this ball game with 19 points. He leads Morehead State. Thelwell has 16, Minix with 11.
Yeah, J2 has played really, really well this afternoon.
Lane, free throw up and through. Lane, very good from the free throw line on the season, 84%. Lane trying to make it a six-point ball game with his second free throw. Eyes it, shoots it, and gets it done.
Let's see if they go to that zone press or they stay man this trip.
Looks like it's man right now. Dean is inbounding as Thomas to Thelwell on Jefferson, who hand checks a bit. Thelwell left to the emblem to the offensive end. Toward the near wing to the baseline. Double team. Clears it out to the right side. No one home as he threw it away into the Moorhead bench. Turned it over. Moorhead State with its fourth turnover.
Yeah, Drew just got a little bit out of control there. He and Jefferson. Jefferson was really hounding him. There was quite a bit of contact there, and Drew was trying to do that penetrate and that inside-outside action that Moorhead State likes to do so much.
Lane driving on Minix all the way around from the left baseline to the right and to the near side with it.
Here's a speed mismatch right here.
Lane now picked up by Ricks. Right angle drive to the hole on Ricks. Got to the hole. Blocked by Eddie from behind. Floor rebound baseline. Left Susie, though, for the Lions.
Really
working
nice
on
job.
Morton. Spin move to the block, to the lane, up to his left with the left hand, off the glass and through.
Susie had a big size mismatch there. He was listed at 6'6". He looks to me a little bigger than that. Morton's only 6'3". He just took him straight inside.
66-62. Moorhead State lead at 4. Thelwell toward the left hash. Turns right, comes up top. Near side, Ricks. Bounce left block to Minix. Minix took it away from a defender. High left, open. Thelwell, set shot, 3, swish.
I really like how Drew Thelwell reset himself, made himself available for that inside-out pass because Minix was in a world of hurt. He was double-teamed down there.
19 for Thelwell. The lead at 69-62 for MSU. Jakari Lane bounced toward the left corner. Susie. Susie on Minix. Fights his way down low. Blocked by Minix as he puts up a shot under the goal, out of bounds. And it will be, I think, Moorhead State basketball. And we'll go ahead and take a timeout here. Media break. 6:59 to play in the ball game in Florence, Alabama. Moorhead State 69, North Alabama 62. I'm Chuck Moraz with Dean Harden here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA and Moorhead include the value pack of Our Family Chicken Wings, just $1.99 a pound. Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce is specially priced, 2 cans for only $3. The large 52-ounce jug of Our Family Naturally Squeezed Orange Juice is just $2.99. And Honeycrisp Apples are only $1.49 a pound. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Well, that last block by Riley Minix was the seventh of the day for Moorhead State. That's a season high. Eagles on top at North Alabama, 69-62 with 6:59 to play. And the basketball will belong to North Alabama when we get back into action. Moorhead State has shot the ball here very well in the second half, Dean.
Sure have.
Now at 47% for the game, 9 of 19 from three-point land. And MSU, let's see, has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes here in the second stanza.
Yeah, they're 6 of 10 in this half. That's just otherworldly. Northern Alabama, different story. They're 2 of 7. That's 29% from behind the arc this half.
North Alabama with it, inbound, high left. To Howell, coming around behind him, right to left lane. He'll drive left to the lane on Minix, who blocks him again. Riley, when he came down with the ball after he took it off the hands of Lane, stepped out of bounds with it, so North Alabama will get it with 6 to shoot, baseline left, almost under the glass to inbound.
I think Lane, when he got there, if Renix didn't block it, I think Eddie Ricks was going to there. They had both of them, had him really well covered.
Here's a pass inside, rolls by everyone, and did they call a foul on Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas was holding on Tim Smith just a little bit. Smith was making a diagonal dive cut, and Thomas was behind him about half a step and guilty of just a little bit of a hold.
Second foul on Khalil, and this will send UNA to the free throw line in the person of Tim Smith Jr. He will have 1+1 at the line. He's 4 of 5 in this contest. 19 points for Smith. And he looks for his 20th and gets it. The free throw shooting is helping them stay in this game.
Yeah, and if they were hitting free throws at any close to the rate that they normally hit, they'd be pretty close. It'd be maybe a tie ball game.
And Smith sinks the second one, and it's a 5-point lead for Morehead State. Again, full court pressure, man-to-man by North Alabama. 69-64 MSU. Thelwell speeds by Jefferson to the offensive end. Almost lost it. Now works between the circles with the dribble. Left wing coming back out. Thomas back out to the logo, and Ricks bounce high left. Minix, 15 to shoot. Riley back behind him. Thelwell, 13 to shoot. Near side, Ricks wide open for a three ball. Bangs it down.
Well, that's really pretty execution. Morehead State went through two cycles on that pattern, and finally Eddie Ricks was able to flash out on a just a really nice little flare out.
Susie on Minix up and under with the left hand. Off the glass, off the rim, no floor rebound. Stolen, though, by Ricks from Howell. There's a pile-up right in the lane as the ball was rolling on the floor, and the possession light will favor, guess who, North Alabama. 72-64, MSU on top with 6:13 to go.
Say, Morehead State has played so very, very well, especially in the second half, but give North Alabama a lot of credit. Just Morehead State just can't quite shake them.
North Alabama will have a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Inbound right baseline, Lane, high right, loops it out to Smith. Smith to the cutting Foster by him, and he has to save it in. Baseline left. Here's Lane, drive, layup, miss, rebound, Minix for Morehead State. Midcourt right sideline, Lathan.
Pretty good defense by Eddie Ricks on that drive. He gave it a good contest.
Man-to-man, North Alabama. Lathan at the right hash with 17 to shoot, works left. Comes free throw line, near side, catch and shoot, three for Thelwell, high off the iron, off the glass, rebound inside the lane, Smith for North Alabama to Foster, to the running lane, comes head of the key, pitch back behind him, Smith on Lathan, spin move, turns, looks, no shot there, and back to Lane at the far hash. Lane on the drive, got to the hole with a scoop and score with the left hand.
He just dribbled right around Eddie Ricks.
24 points for Jakari Lane. 72-66, Morehead State. And what do we have here?
I think we had a foul away from the basketball, and Tony Pujol is livid.
This is going to go on Jefferson, his first. And for North Alabama, number 6. Morehead State will inbound, baseline right to go 94 feet. Again, the pressure by North Alabama. Inbound to Lathan. Lathan runs it up on Lane. They bump, no call. Lathan used the forearm. Now a screen by Minix. Lathan rolls off of it and bounces it back out to Thelwell. Wide left, Thomas. A long three. Left it short. Free throw line rebound. Lathan lost the handle. Ball tapped away by Smith. Out of bounds at the MSU bench, and this should be Morehead State basketball.
It's going the other way.
Oh, no. No.
I thought it was off a Northern Alabama player, too, but
nobody, Miles comes out.
Nobody on the Morehead State bench said a word about it, so we'll have to take it for the official's word. They got it right.
Minix, Thomas, Thelwell, Lathan, and Morton on the floor now for Morehead State after the change. Here's Lane driving, gets around Morton, takes it to the hole, missed the shot as he got inside, but drew the foul on Jerome, his first foul, and for Morehead State, make that number 9. So we've got Lane at the free throw line to the right for 2 shots.
Now, they're going to call this before the shot properly, so Morton got him up around the elbow on the floor and before he gathered to go up, so it'll be 1 in bonus.
All right. Next one does put them in the double bonus as Lane stands in. Squats down, right-hand push, free throw good. He's had a whale of a ball game, 25 points, with another free throw to come with 4:59 to play.
He had a nice ball game at Johnson and Reno last year when North Alabama came up to Morehead State. He had 15 last year as a true freshman. He likes seeing Morehead State for some reason.
Preseason, A-Sun, all-conference player, bags the second free throw. The lead at 4 for Morehead State, 72-68. inbounding Morton to Thelwell against pressure. He'll be dogged by Jefferson all the way up the floor. They bump at midcourt right at the logo, and Thelwell comes across anyway. He'll turn left off the screen from Thomas, right off the screen off Minix. Drew moves in free throw line, high right Thomas. Khalil on the drive to 7-foot runner, and he missed the shot but drew the foul. I think this one is going to go on Tim Smith.
I believe you're right. And
good job. I like the aggressiveness that time by Khalil Thomas. He got it just outside the arc, right side, high, and immediately just took it to the rack. Smith wasn't quite ready for him. He couldn't get adjusted.
Third on Smith, seventh on North Alabama, so Morehead State in the bonus, but this is a two-shot foul situation. Line left for Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Thomas in this ballgame, 9 points on three triples. First free throw up and good. He's in the double figures. He averages 10.4 points a game.
Both coaches really working this officiating crew. Preston Spradlin's got one of the officials over there right in front of him, and he's giving him an earful. And Tony Pujol has gotten close a couple of times to getting teed up. So both coaches are earning their paycheck this afternoon.
Thomas knocks down the second freebie. MSU up 74-68. Lane, far side coming up the arc. Foster got around his man, takes it to the hole, but blew the layup. Rebound Morehead State, Thomas. 4:25 to go. The Eagles by six. They're in the offensive end. Right wing Lathan slows it down at the sideline, backs it up on the dribble to the hash and outside it. Man-to-man UNA. Lathan dancing left, coming right. Now left to the lane. Far side Thelwell, 12 to shoot. Drew directing traffic at the right elbow. Comes to the lane. Turn, 13-footer off the iron. No, Riley Minix offensive rebound. Good, strong rebound. He'll fight back to the hole, and as he does, he's fouled on a reach around, I think, by Smith.
Yeah, that's Smith. That's four on him, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, and it is. Fourth on Smith, number eight on North Alabama. We have a media timeout. 3:59 left to play in this ball game in Florence, Alabama. Morehead State 74, North Alabama 68. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State leads at North Alabama 74-68 with 3:59 left to play in the ballgame. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Dean?
You know, one thing we can, before the second half started, we were talking about what Morehead State needed to do to get back in this. And number one, they got killed on the boards in the first half. This half, they're leading 18-13 on the glass. That's very good. Another thing we talked about is Morehead State had to rev up their offense. They're shooting tremendously well. 54% from the field, 54% from behind the arc. It doesn't get much better than that.
Morehead State trying to finish off what could be its fifth victory in a row, but still there's a lot of time left, 3:59, to play in this contest against a very determined and good North Alabama club.
Yeah, I think North Alabama is going to make some noise in the A-Sun this year. They're a pretty good ball club.
Shoot the basketball well. They're very aggressive, as we talked about, on the glass at either end, and got some guys who can really handle it too as well. So we'll see. Riley Minix is line left for Morehead State. Shooting one plus one, first one up and through. Minix now with 12 points in the contest to go along with 8 rebounds. Another solid effort by the graduate student who played last year at Southeastern Florida. Phoenix with the second one.
The official's holding the ball and they're trying to bounce it to him, and he had his head turned. He was turned around trying to, I guess, set the defense up.
Minix misses that second free throw. North Alabama clears off the rebound. Lane the other way. High right on Thomas. Gets off a screen to his left. Left of the lane to the block. Double team there. Kicks it back out straight away. Jefferson to reset. Jefferson runs the right arc. Bounce right block to Forrest. Ball knocked away. Stolen. Morehead State. Lathan got it to Thomas.
Forrest just dribbled it off his foot.
Thomas across the line. Kicks it back behind him. Short feed to Thelwell. Thelwell, man to man. On lane to Lathan. Lathan, high right, penetrates, left of the lane to the block to the baseline to the goal, left hand layup, yes!
And that's really good work by Lathan. Just a little hesitation, got a pick underneath from Deontay Miles and just laid it in.
Finish 21, the rim. 20, 21 for Jordan. Now Khalil Thomas bumps Jakari Lane, lost his balance and hit him from behind as he was working his dribble high to the left side. And a foul on Khalil, and that's his third. Morehead State's 10th. So now into the double bonus with 3:13 to play goes North Alabama.
I was getting ready to say before that last bucket by Lathan that it felt like that trip might have been a pretty big trip, both teams. And we'll see how this all plays out, but that was a big bucket by Morehead State.
Lane's free throw, good. He's hit 6 straight in this contest. 77-69, Morehead State. Howell coming in for North Alabama. Also back in there, Detallion Brown.
We haven't said his name much today.
No, and this is a guy who's had 32 points in the last two games, laying the second one up and through. 7-point Morehead State lead. Again, the pressure defense by North Alabama. Thelwell left at the logo, trapped there, rolls it down the near sideline to Thomas. Back outside the left hash to Thelwell. Skips it between the circles to Minix outside the right hash to Lathan. Lathan plays it down with a right hand to his left between the legs dribble. High right, no one on him. He'll shoot the three and bag it.
North Alabama got confused because Deontay Miles came up there and set a pick and then slipped it. And both players went with Miles. They left Lathan wide open. He had all kinds of time to line it up.
And North Alabama wants a timeout. Morehead State with its first double-digit lead of the game at 80-70 with 2:48 to go. Jordan Lathan coming alive here in the second half for 15 points. At 9 in the first half, now totals 24 for the game.
That was actually a Morehead State timeout.
Was it?
Yeah, I think what they're doing now it's a 10-point lead, and we're getting under 3 minutes to go. Now we start talking about what are we doing strategically, defensively and offensively. And I think one of the things that maybe Preston Spradlin's telling his troops, you know what? We don't really need any early shots unless it's just wide open. You can't help it. Let's work some clock. Let's be smart on the defensive end.
Don't forget the Morehead State women at home tomorrow at 11 a.m. 10:45, the pregame show on the ESN as they take on Wheeling, West Virginia in a school day game. A lot of the kids will be here from the local school districts.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. It's always a great time when the kids are here. I love the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
They get into it. They're into it from the opening tip. Morehead State wins the opening tip off. It's like they won the game.
Yeah, a lot of times.
North Alabama, offensive end, works right, Lane with it on Thomas, driving left to the lane. Almost lost his balance, clears it back out to the logo. Howell out for Hawaii, left his lane. Lane moves in, back out to Howell. Howell takes a loose ball near the left hash, and then left to the lane, off to Forrest. They trap on him, to Lane at the far side, 8 to shoot, Lane at the arc, working the dribble on Thomas. Now backs out, he'll fade, fire a 3, side of the rim, no. Rebound, Morehead State, Miles.
That's really good defensive trip for Morehead State. They held to their principles very, very well, did everything fundamentally correctly.
Left of the logo, Thelwell out front. He plays catch with Minix. Wide left on the bounce to Miles. Right to left behind him, Lathan. 16 to shoot. Lathan penetrates, got inside, takes it to the hole, scoops and scores.
Jordan Lathan is just having himself a ball game. He saw what was developing, got just a little bit of a rub screen, just saw a sliver of a seam, and he just took it straight to the cup.
He's got 26. His lane out front, works the dribble. Right angle, Brown drives the lane, threw it to the far side, stolen by Minix. Ahead to Thomas, skips it ahead to Thelwell. Missed the layup, but tapped up and in by Thomas.
Drew just got a little bit out of sorts, and he might have taken just a slight bump. Not enough for a foul, but good job from Morehead State to close it up.
84-70 Morehead State. Straight away, coming around, Smith for a catch-and-shoot three. Missed it.
Oh,
rebound
gosh.
Fought for off the hardwood. Foster got it, turned and scored, but I think we've got another foul before that on Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, Khalil Thomas on the rebound. He just grabbed his jersey and held him down.
Fourth on Khalil, and it comes with 1:22 to play in the ballgame. Morehead State up by 14, and Forrest will be line right for two with his team in the double bonus.
This is a huge couple free throws here for North Alabama.
Morehead State's 11th foul of the half, and Forrest with the first charity toss up and through. Damian Forrest with a total of 6 points now, averages about 9.5. Forrest, a couple of bounces, looks up. Two-hand feed off the glass and throw.
Call that bank,
hey,
young
it counts.
Man.
It counts. Now they've got a Morehead State player, Lathan, trapped in the corner, and MSU will take a timeout, leaving the Eagles with one. This will be a 30-second timeout. Comes with 1:19 to play in the game. MSU up by 12, 84-72.
And we saw North Alabama, what they did is they changed that defense and went from the full-court man-to-man. They went to that full-court 1-2-2 or 1-2-1-1 press, and they trap out of that a lot more. And when the inbounds pass came to the corner, it was an automatic trap.
And when Lathan got trapped, nobody from his team came back to help him.
No, and really didn't have much of a chance because Lathan saw what was going on, called a quick timeout. You know, preserve the possession. Now what Morehead State does, if they make free throws, they're going to win. If they don't, it could get exciting.
Right. And this game has been back and forth all day long.
It has.
And, I mean, it's been a good ball game. Morehead State leads by double digits now, but it's really been back and forth within that five-point range either way for the better part of this game.
Jordan Lathan with 20 points in this half. Played very, very well, and Morehead State really needed it. And like you said, it's double digits, been double digits for a couple of minutes, but it's been back and forth most of the day.
Morehead State trying to come away with a big road victory against a quality A-Sun opponent.
Now it looks like they're switching back and going to that full court man-to-man. Let's see if they try to jump and trap out of it.
Thelwell will be the inbounder. Bounces it into Minix. Minix trapped, looks ahead. Flips it ahead and stolen at midcourt by Howell on the leap and catch.
Bad pass.
Yeah, it was. Not enough on it. Brown has it to Lane. Lane coming, free throw line to the block. Cut off there by Thelwell. Feeds it back out to the near side to Brown. Coming around behind him, Lane up the arc. Lane driving on Thomas. Jump feed far side. Howell, three ball off the iron. No, Thelwell rebound with 50 seconds to go for Morehead State. They lead by 12. Thelwell brings it across the timeline himself. Gets around Browner. Almost got around Brown, who catches up. Leaves it at the left hash to Thomas. Coming out for it between the circles, Minix.
Can't believe North Alabama. They've just given it up. I thought they would foul.
Miles has it. Thelwell, 12 to shoot. Thelwell, top of the key, driving on Forrest. Got to the hole with a scoop and a miss. Rebound Howell. Got it to Smith. North Alabama with it. 24 seconds to go. Lane. Lane on Minix. Cross court far side. Three ball put up, Brown missed it, floor rebound, Brown got it back at the wing. Down low, wraparound layup, Forrest, good.
Morehead State didn't block out that time, didn't block the shooter out. I think that was Thelwell over on the wing, and that allowed the follow.
And North Alabama will take a timeout, leaving the Lions with just one. 84-74 the score, but only 13 seconds remain in this game, to be exact, 13.4.
I'll be honest, I don't really understand the timeout, because if you were going to really try to contest anything, why let Morehead State dribble 25 seconds off the clock in the front court on the last trip?
Yeah, a good point, Dean. By the way, that last turnover by MSU, only the fifth of the day for the blue and gold, and that's an outstanding total.
And that was one of the things we talked about pregame. Morehead State needed to do was take care of the basketball against a decent defensive ball club, and they do a pretty good job defensively. There's some of the things they do that are a little quirky on defense, and Morehead State's handled them pretty well today.
They switch a lot, too, and
yeah.
You have to be able to read the switches accurately.
Yeah, and I think Morehead State has really done a pretty good job sometimes of exploiting that switching action, too.
Morehead State going with almost like that, I call it almost that kickoff line that they have at the baseline. Everyone's out of bounds now. Thelwell to inbound. Got it to Riley. Minix trapped. 11 seconds to go, and Riley is fouled. 11.4 to be exact, and he'll be down at the other end after the ninth team foul on North Alabama. This one, from a personal standpoint, goes to Jakari Lane, his second.
He's a player.
He really is. He's a good player. And you can see why he was preseason All-A son. And last year was the freshman of the year in that league and also the sixth man of the year. We haven't seen their best player in terms of scoring, K.J. Johnson. We thought he was supposed to play today, but he's not been in there at all. Minix at the line. Free throw up and in.
Is this the third game in a row now Johnson's missed?
Yeah. Only played 2 minutes against Tennessee Tech for almost four games
so
he's been out
four,
yet.
Yeah.
Minix with another free throw with 11.4 seconds to go. And it'll roll and go. 86-74. Riley Minix in this ballgame, 14 points. Jakari Lane the other way. Works it from his right to his left, top of the key, back behind him. Howell coming for a set shot, three, missed it. Right of the lane, the rebound, Smith. Back out to Howell, another left-handed three. Scores it with time running out. They'll give him the basket, but the ball game's going to belong to Morehead State. Your final score from CBNS Bank Arena in Florence, Alabama. Morehead State, 86, North Alabama, 77. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. We'll come back to talk about MSU's fifth straight victory during our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, for the fifth game in a row, Morehead State shoots 50% or better, exactly 50% from the field today. Thus, they win their fifth in a row as they knock off North Alabama on the road, 86-77 with that triumph. MSU now 6, or rather make that 7-3. As for North Alabama, the record evens at 5-5. Dean Harden, a great second half for Morehead State. The Eagles were down by 7 at the break, and then outscore North Alabama in the second 20 minutes, 56-40.
Yeah, and they started out the half really well. Started off on a 7-2 run and really battled for a while, but kept pouring it on. And like you said, they shot the ball so very well. I thought the defense played a lot better in the second half. I thought they adjusted to some of the things that North Alabama was doing. They were able to cut off some of that driving action a lot better than they did in the first half. They rebounded it much better in the second half, too. They ended up out-rebounding North Alabama 21-18 in the second half, which one of the things we talked about coming out of the halftime break was Morehead State had to get more active on the glass. They sure did.
Well, Morehead State, as you mentioned, shot the ball very well in the second half, 56%. And from three-point land, outstanding, 8 of 14. And you talked about it. The rebounding in the second half was much better. North Alabama not getting as many second and third chances at the basket. And Morehead State cashing in almost every opportunity it seemed to need in the second stanza. So, I mean, that spells victory.
Yeah, this is a pretty good win for Morehead State, I think, from just a big mo point of view. Go on the road, any road win against, you know, another mid-major opponent, very like opponent, those are good wins. And Morehead State, I thought, did a really good job of, and to give the coaching staff credit, they made some adjustments on the defensive end especially to slow down North Alabama. Maybe a little bit of panic from North Alabama late as Lane tried to just take the ball game over, and he almost did it. He ended up, 28 points, and he's a heck of a player for just a sophomore.
Well, that breaks North Alabama's 15-game non-conference home winning streak.
Yep, and that's, again, quality win for Morehead State, and this is one of those wins. And if we talked about, I remember us talking about the game last year in Johnson Arena when Morehead State had a 16-point edge at the half and ended up getting beat. Looked awful in the second half, and it was just a crushing loss. And that was when Morehead State was still trying to find themselves as a ball club. I think this season we've seen a couple of games where Morehead State last year probably wouldn't have won. This year, winning is contagious. Winning is also learned, and Morehead State has learned winning in the last couple of years. And you can see, especially guys like Khalil Thomas, Drew Fellwell, they lead those teams into a win column, and I thought they did a really good job today. And then, of course, Jordan Lathan was, you called him Michael Jordan Lathan in the second half because he really came to play, especially in the second half.
Once again, the final score, Morehead State wins at North Alabama today, 86-77. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. We'll come back and go by the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Morehead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. In the aftermath of a Morehead State victory at North Alabama, 86-77. Let's go by the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for North Alabama, they had two players who cleared 20 points. Ja'Kari Lane, an outstanding day for the Lions. He had 28 points, 21 more for Tim Smith Jr. From there, all double digits. You move down to Damian Forrest with 9, then 4 points each for Will Soucie and Kanan Jefferson, 3 points for Dallas Howell, 2 points for Marco Foster, and two more for Owen Nelson. And by the way, D'Italian Brown also had 4. Missed him for a moment there. North Alabama ended up 26 of 67 from the field, 38.8% from outside the three-point arc, 6 of 23. That's 26.1%. And at the line, they had 26 chances, made 19, just over 73%. The Lions out-rebounded MSU 42-34. They had 20 offensive rebounds, though, in this ball game to go along with five turnovers, 8 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals. Looking at the Morehead State ledger, Jordan Lathan ended up with a team-high 26 points, 20 of those coming in the second half. Three other MSU players ended up in double figures, Drew Thelwell with 19, Riley Minix with 14, Khalil Thomas with 13. Eddie Ricks off the bench just missed going into double figures. He had 9. Deontay Miles added 4. A single point for Zach Ayemi and Jerome Morton, and George Marshall got on the hardwood but didn't score. Morehead State ended up at 30 of 60 from the field, at even 50%. I think I said 5 straight games at 50% or better shooting from the field. It's actually 4, and that's the first time that's happened since the 2009-2010 season. From outside the arc, Morehead State with outstanding long-range shooting today, 11 of 23, almost 48%. At the line, also very good, 15 of 17, above 88%. Again, out-rebounded, 42-34. Morehead State ended up with 10 offensive boards in the ballgame. The top rebounder for MSU, the guy who leads them all season in rebounds, Riley Minix, he had 8 today, 2 of those on the offensive glass. MSU passing out 13 assists in the contest, 4 each by Riley Minix. Andrew Thelwell also had 6 turnovers in the game and 8 block shots, a season high there. 3 of those blocks going to Riley Minix, then 2 apiece, Deontay Miles and Khalil Thomas. The other one belongs to Eddie Ricks Jr. Morehead State picked up 3 steals and wins this game by a final score of 86-77. When we come back, we'll be naming our MSU player of the game, and we'll set the stage for the next broadcast and more coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line-X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and step aside for station identification. Back in 10 seconds here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State wins its 5th in a row and improves to 7-3 on the year, knocking off North Alabama on the road today, 86-77. I'm Chuck Mraz. Along with Dean Harden, time to take a look at our MSU player of the game and Jordan Lathan. Boy, was he outstanding, especially in the second half. A team-high 26 points, 20 of those points coming after halftime. Jordan Lathan today with 11 of 18 from the field, 4 of 5 outside the arc. He did not shoot a free throw. He had 6 rebounds, 2 of those off the offensive glass. He turned in 2 assists. And that was in 33 minutes of play. Jordan Lathan, the very fine graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, is our MSU player of the game. Special thanks, as always. Well, first of all, let's go ahead and announce our next broadcast. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball tomorrow morning. That's right, tomorrow morning. The Morehead State women will be taking on Wheeling out of West Virginia at 11 a.m. Tom Lewis will start the pregame show at 10:45. The next men's broadcast will come up on Thursday. That's an evening game at 7 o'clock from Johnson Arena. Airtime 6:45 on the ESN as the 7-3 Eagles take on St. Mary of the Woods out of Indiana. Now, a special thanks to our engineer and producer on the broadcast, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Mr. Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final score from Florence, Alabama this afternoon. Morehead State, 87, or rather 86, and North Alabama, 77. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.